from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I got to ask about Auburn. Okay, and this is a hypothetical. I asked D on this. Bo Jackson, if you came along, if life was different and you came along today,
oh my God,
what kind of deal would you sign NIL-wise?
Oh my God.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, I had Dion on, and I'm like, well, Dion, you know, with his personality, his brand traits, he's make a lot. But then I'm thinking, Bo kind of just showed up. I couldn't imagine the type of NIL deal you'd have.
I would have an NIL deal with football. I'd have an NIL deal with baseball. And I'd have an NIL deal with track. Because I lettered in all three sports. All-American in all three sports. And who knows? Who knows where I would be? But I tell you what, I would be happy.
You'd have a lot more money a lot earlier in life.
Who would even think about playing pro ball?
Exactly. Why? Why?
I would probably have to take a – I would probably – have to take a pay cut to go to the pros.
To go to the pros, you think, well, you just want to extend your eligibility. Give me 8-year eligibility at college.
There you go.
I'll just keep running.
But I can't knock these kids. If they are getting it, they are getting it. But I think they're getting it the wrong way, Brett. I think they're getting it the wrong way. There should be rules and stipulations with this. Because kids don't know how to manage the type of money that they're making, and they're going, who needs a $100,000 watch in college? Who needs a $200,000 sports car in college? See, what happens if they go out and tear up a knee tomorrow?
I wonder too, like, okay, let's take for granted, take for instance, the quarterback at a big time university who's getting a $3 million NIL deal, and now that lineman
is getting pissed because he ain't making nothing, but you got to protect him. Guess what?
Right, and you're blocking
that quarterback is going to get ate up this year because unless you're sharing part of your NIL with me,
correct,
or I'm getting something, then why should I block for you?
At least in the NFL, the linemen, they're not going to be paid like a skill player, but they'll still
get paid.
Doing very well, making millions of dollars. But if you got a quarterback in college making $3 million as a 19-year-old, and you're doing the grunt work on the line, and you're getting an NIL, a share of a 10 or 15 grand, you're going, wait a minute, I'm getting some mailbox money. This guy's getting, he could buy a new house money. So there might be a little resentment, especially at that young of an age.
Yes, but, and I say that there are ways to fix that. There are ways to fix this. I think what has happened, and this is my opinion, I think they put the saddle on the horse backwards and smacked it on the ass and sent it out the barn.
you're just thinking right now this too late to do it, or can we still
this can be fixed. It can be fixed. But like I said, it's called rules and stipulations. I don't think it's right for a kid to enter in the transport portal until after his sophomore year. I think it's only fair for the university. If I'm going to pay you $3 million, you're going to finish your college career at this university. You are going to get pissed because somebody jumped in your butt because of something. Right. And you decide at the end of the year, you're going to enter the transport portal and take our $3 million with you. No, it's going to go in a fund. It's going to go in a trust fund. And you'll get a stipend off of it every month until you graduate and you go pro. And if you decide that you're going to leave, guess what? The university keeps what's left in that account.
Yeah, because the player, you're right.
Because
player
you can go get another NIL with somebody else.
Right.
You're not going to live off our NIL and somebody else's NIL. Because if that's the case, kids will jump from school to school every year and a half and just make money.
Right. They can hold their institution hostage. They can, they have too much leverage.
Yes.
With the university.
But I
agree. I don't like this portal, how it's just ever. It's every year. It's he's going. And there's got to be more rules where, okay, you can do it, but you kind of have to jump through hoops. And it's not just an easy thing. I can just declare there's some rules and there's a process to it. Which in the end, it doesn't make it something that's glorifying to do. I know. I'm trying to find the words for it, but it doesn't. It's not just an easy thing. I could push a button and I'm at LSU today and I'm at Auburn tomorrow. And oh, there's some money over here. I can go over there. No, you can do it, but there's a process, and it's something that doesn't.
Yes.
Right. It doesn't feed you to do it. Like, you don't go, okay, I'm going to pick my school this year, pick it next year. No, that's not the thing. We want you to go to your university, be known with that university, be successful at that university, and not be changing. The portal is for that last, that last ditch. Like, all right, it didn't work out here. So yeah, here's a way you can do it. You got to wait a year. You got to do this, not something coming in and, oh, it's something we do every year.
But the big thing for me, it's not the money that the kids are getting, but because there's no rules and everything so lax, it's teaching kids. For me personally, this isn't nobody talking but me. For me, it's teaching these young athletes how to run away from their problems instead of sit back and deal with it. Be a man, stand up to the plate. I don't think there's one kid playing in this day and age could go through an ass ripping that we got from our coaches when we played. I don't think there's a kid that could handle that.
Everybody's too offended.
Yeah. Yeah. And that actually made me tough. That made me tough. But I got a good example here. My rookie year with the Raiders. This was a week before the Seattle game. I got into it with the defensive coordinator, defensive line coach, because me and the defensive lineman, we were going back and forth because somebody wasn't peeling off their blocks right. And I said something to one of the defensive linemen, and the defensive line coach jumped in my ass. And I jumped back in his. And the last thing he said was, you just make sure that you do what you got to do. And I turned around and looked him in his eye. And I said, show up Monday night, and I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. That's how you handle an issue. And on that Monday night, when we played Seattle, after that game, that defensive line coach came up to me and shook my hand and said, Mr. Jackson, what you did out there tonight was impressive, damn impressive. And you showed me instead of talking about it. And not that I'm bragging on myself, but if you want to be successful in life, period, it doesn't have to be sports. It can be anything you put your mind to. Let your actions speak for you. Let your actions speak for you.
People, I watched today's game, and believe me, with the disagreements, with the agreements, I'm a baseball lifer. But I look at the young players today, not just in baseball, in all sports, mm-hmm. and they come up, and the argument is, hey, we don't want you to make it tough on them. We mm-hmm. want you to welcome them, be a part of the team. Maybe we'll get some more production quicker from a young player.
Yeah,
that's that yes. argument. When I came up, when you came up, I'll tell you what, I was, you speak when you're spoken to, you earn your stripes. We'll let you know. I remember to this day coming my rookie year, and Jay Buhner to this day, one of my mentors he took me under his wing, but it was tough love. And it was Booney, yeah. get your ass off this bus. You go on the scrub bus until you earn the right to hang with it. And I'll tell you what, I used to do it. I used to laugh, but it was so rewarding when I earned my stripes. Absolutely. What I had to go through, the fighting, the clawing to be accepted, and to finally kind of have Ken Griffey Jr. looking at me and go, you're a big leaguer, kid. All that fight and all that hardship and those guys getting on you and being tough on you, I think it not only prepared me for my career, but it prepared me for life. My dad told me at a young age, life isn't fair, Brett. There's going to be some ups and downs. You're going to get there's going to be some awards that you should have won that you're not going to win. And tough. Absolutely. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about
Absolutely.
It? So I think you have a point there where it's like, man, you go through that, and I think you're a better human being for having to struggle a little bit and get through. You got to kind of look at your – everything isn't, oh, it's going to be okay. We'll make it okay because we always want to make you comfortable. How do you become a man like that with never having to be uncomfortable?
Absolutely.
You got to get your ass kicked and find out how to get off the ground and fight through it.
You have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You got to believe in yourself. But if you don't got the fight in here, if you don't got the fight and the fire mm-hmm. in here, you're always gonna be in the back of the bus. If you don't have that fight. My thing coming, and you gotta look at it like this. When I came to the Royals, it was a year after they won the World Series.
Yeah. That's right. Saberhagen was the MVP. I remember it.
Everybody on that team knew that their job was safe. I come up from spending 34 days in the minor leagues in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And the mental attitude that I had, I didn't know if I was going to play right, center, or left. But my mentality, this is how I approached it, was that somebody, I don't know who, but somebody is about to lose their job. Somebody is about to lose their job.
And it's not personal.
And I didn't know and I didn't know who, but I knew when I got the opportunity, you got to shine like a new pig. You got to shine like a new penny. And that's what I try to instill in all these young athletes. But I mentor young baseball players. I mentor young football players. And I tell them all the same thing. If you don't got the fire in your heart, if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to make it in this game. I say, you're not going to make it in this game. I say, the showboating and all of that, that's fine. I say, but if you don't hustle every time you step across that white line, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it. And I guarantee you that there's somebody that got the attitude that I got is licking their chops. To waiting to get their opportunity to put you on a bus somewhere.
Yeah. If you don't have passion, if you don't have passion,
you don't have it. If you don't have it,
unless you're just a beyond freaky talent, you don't have that passion, you'll get run over because too many kids out there got that passion.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, brother. How it is.
Will we ever see another Bo Jackson? I look at the kids today, how they're grown up, how every these parents especially. You're going to concentrate on one sport, which is, I think, is the worst advice you could give, especially to a kid. I think
I call them helicopter parents.
Yeah.
Let your kid compete in whatever sport he wants or she wants. Let them choose the sport that fit them. You can't do it for them. And I say to you, to answer your question, will there ever be another Bo Jackson? I'd say yes. Give him about 15 to 17 years. Name's Aiden Vincent Jackson. That's my grandson.
Your grandson.
Booney.
Aiden Vincent.
He was actually taking batting practice 3 weeks ago in the Royals locker room. He had the big leaguers pitching to him in the locker room.
How old is he?
He's three.
Three.
He's three. And he's swinging like Pawpaw, but when he hits the ball, instead of him running toward first base, he turns around and runs backwards to the back of the cage. Runs back and pick up the bat and go back to hit again. So it would be Aiden Vincent Jackson. He's 3 years old. He's Papa's best friend. And as soon as this is over, I'm going to pick him up and we're going to go get him lunch that don't have egg in it. He has an egg allergy.
He doesn't like egg.
He has an egg allergy.
Close your eyes for 1 minute. What uni are you wearing? Raiders, Auburn, Royals. Close your eyes for a second. What uniform, when you envision yourself, what uniform you're wearing? Royals, Raiders, Auburn.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I enjoyed my ass off with whatever uniform I put on. You forgetting the Raiders?
No, I said Raiders. White Sox.
Angels.
Angels. Last year you were the Angels.
Yes.
White Sox.
Yes, but like I said, I try to leave my footprint wherever I go. I try to leave a footprint and say, hey, Bo was here. Not something grandiose, but just to say, hey, I was there at one time. I don't want to be the best. I just want to be one of the cylinders in that V8 engine that's getting that car down the road.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.